Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Bodcast. I'm your host, Becky Hargreaves, Branding and Communications Coordinator at Practice Plan. And today I've been joined by Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Becky.
So today we're going to be talking about marketing in your dental practice, specifically around how you can market to local businesses. So before we get started, Amy, I just wondered if you could give us a little bit of a background on your own experiences within the industry.
Yeah, sure. I've been with Practice Plan now for nearly 6 years. As a regional support manager, so I help practices to develop their patient plans and help with overall business strategy, including marketing. Before I joined Practice Plan, I was a practice manager in practice for 6 years, and during that time I did my level 5 diploma in practice management.
Oh, so loads of experience there.
Absolutely,
then.
Yeah.
Got the right lady for the job. Okay, thanks, Amy. So today we're going to be talking about ways in which dental practices can use other businesses in the local area as a way of getting new patients through the door of their practice. Is this something that you found that practices are starting to do a lot of, or is it a relatively new thing that practices are starting to do?
I think practices have been doing this for some time. Some practices actually do it really well. Those practices that do it well have often got a plan as to how it is they're going to approach local businesses, such as the hairdressers or golf clubs, the local restaurant. They're really looking to sort of build relationships, spread their net to attract new local people into the practice.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea, because I remember going to my dentist a little while ago, and they were promoting hairdressers in the local area as well.
Yeah.
So I think they were both doing a bit of that together. So with all that in mind, what should a dental practice do to actually start spreading their net? What steps to take?
I think you need to sit down as a team and have a look at what exactly is it you're looking to achieve over the next 12 months. What kind of new patients are you looking to attract into the practice? And then you need to consider sort of where are those people in the local area, and then build a bit of a campaign. So if you can actually structure sort of the next 6 months, 12 months, because you can always do the first half of the year and then review to see what's working well or what didn't work so well. Mm-hmm. But typically, for an example of just a short 6 month campaign, if you went in on month one and just introduced yourself, left an information pack with a bit of information about practice, building awareness, perhaps you're a health focused practice but you also offer cosmetic treatments, mm-hmm. You might pop in on month two and drop off a practice branded magazine, which we provide for practices. That's quite sleek, because you've got your own sort of patient focused magazine, stories about how patients can actually, it's a life-changing experience to have some of these treatments. It's good to hear sort of patient stories. Mm-hmm. You might drop in and give the staff of these local businesses an offer in month three to sort of get them to come along. Because if you've got the staff of the hairdressers, for example, and they're all having their teeth whitened, they're going to recommend friends and family and people that are coming into that business mm-hmm. to your practice. Month four, you might want to have a look at communication opportunities. So now you're learning a little bit more about each other. Ask for opportunities to communicate with employees and customers via perhaps staff intranets, email, newsletters, notice boards. Think about interesting and useful content such as mouthcoats or awareness. I know some practices have mm-hmm. done that. Tips to keep teeth and gums healthy at work, so that's for the employees. Perhaps some reduced sugar alternatives, information for employees and customers. As well as remembering those patient stories, so like we mentioned in the practice magazine. And some businesses will sort of pair up and have open evenings, things like that, just to sort of link together and just promote one another's services and how you can support each other's customer base. Month five, you might want to have a look at social media, so get social, see what the other businesses are doing with regards to social media, how they're using that. Look at how you're using social media and how you can like and share each other's businesses to grow your patient base. And finally, month six, you might want to do a special offer for customers. Mm-hmm. So perhaps if they're having a straightening or whitening treatment at the end of it, so something quite attractive that will just get a buzz about them talking about you and promoting your practice to their people.
So there's loads then that practices can
Absolutely,
be doing, isn't
yeah.
there? So with all that in mind, so you mentioned like packs to send in like month one. how can we, like Practice Plan, support dental practices that want to do that with things like PACS and the branded magazines?
So quite often practices, we use Practice Plan's marketing team because it is so wide, mm-hmm. actually, as to what you can offer. So it might be that you relook at your welcome pack with all your initial information in, because if you're attracting all these new patients through the door, yeah. you need to make sure you're armed and ready for them with the right literature in place. Also, I've had practices use us for roller banners. So they've yeah. gone out and done a wedding fair, and they've used us to have a nice big roller banner. And again, there might be potential to display one within someone's business, or you might just use it for perhaps you're popping in because a few of them are getting together with they're having that open evening, and you can use something like that.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of the Practice branded magazine, again, you know, keep harping on about that, but it's really good to make yeah. it more real as to the actual benefits of dentistry.
Yeah, I know when I got married last year at wedding fairs, you do see a lot of dentists yeah. with yeah. roller banners up, and they're promoting things for the whole yeah. bridal party. Yeah. So it's quite surprising actually how many dentists yeah. are doing it.
Yeah, and it's brand awareness. So perhaps they've seen you at the wedding fair, and then they're in the hairdressers, and somebody's mentioning about a treatment they've had. So it's really yeah. good. Just sort of to look at your strategy and how to get your name yeah. out there in the community.
Especially if you trust your hairdresser, it's someone you go to regularly yeah. to have your hair done, you're yeah. going to trust what they're saying. So.
Yeah, and we know that most people come to the practice, new patients, through the internet and word of mouth, the yeah. two top referrals.
Right, so you mentioned before about how social media is also a good way of spreading the word about your practice and your products and services. How would you recommend that businesses go about using social media? Have you got any tips for practices thinking about using it?
Well, I'd recommend that practices have a look first at how the different social media platforms work, because I understand actually how it works changes on quite a regular basis. So I'd research the different platforms by looking perhaps on Google at videos from consultants in the field, mm-hmm. Or perhaps use a recommended Practice Plan business partner like Yellow B-Dub, who offer social media advice. And then I'd have a look at practices similar to my practice as to what we're offering patients, just to see what other practices out there and leaders sort of in the marketplace are doing and how they're attracting traffic through their social media platforms.
Yeah.
I guess the main objectives would be to grow your fan base when you do set your Facebook, for example, up, and how to actually get your patients, your existing base, onto your social media platforms, and then getting them to encourage others. It's kind of that sort of scenario where you're encouraging your existing base of patients to then encourage other people in the local area to be aware of your practice and your services and what you can yeah. offer.
I guess those local businesses as well, you could ask them to share those posts, and absolutely. Then they're sharing like hairdressers and golf clubs, so your
exactly.
offer
gets so it's cross-referral, you're supporting each other with yeah. Your different campaigns.
That's a really good idea. So obviously dental practices are really busy, people haven't got much time to be yep. spending on perhaps spreading their net within the local area. If there's one thing that you think that a dental practice should do, what would you say that is?
I think ultimately you need to make sure that number one, your website is absolutely perfect for what it is you're looking to achieve mm-hmm. In the coming months, years. So when you know who it is you're trying to attract, you need to make sure your website's very focused with patient-focused messaging. Perhaps sliders is quite a good way of doing that, because we know when people do go onto websites, bounce rates are 3 to 5 seconds. So if we can get yeah. messages across quite simply, I think that's the most important, because again, when you're getting those patients through the door, whether it's through your campaign marketing with local businesses or whether they've seen you on social media, they're going to end up on your website. So we need to make sure if we're attracting that traffic and we're attracting those new patients that the website's spot on. So I think that is the main place that people will go to next before they book that appointment.
Some good advice there. Well, thank you very much, Amy. I think the tips that you've given are really going to help someone to plan what they want to do, how they're going to spread their net within the local area, build those relationships up, and then what they need to be doing to maintain that and review it. So keep checking what you're doing,
absolutely.
Whether it's working, and go from there. That's brilliant. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Cheers.